Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 20. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 20. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that they may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. And ye, master, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also it is in heaven. Neither is there respect of person to them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For and as for me, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Let us pray now, and we praise you, and we adore you, and we magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and salvation of our soul. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that you receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Yes, let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us. We come in your presence with a clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children. pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband, Lord, to continue to protect and to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with their husband to implement the discipline in order to their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop going to the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children to preserve in the discipline of their parents, that they will be serve you in the future and continue to do your works. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and pray for your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time.
Yes.
And so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them, by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently, for our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for them. You know them, and we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them. Encourage them through your word. Give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick among them in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. We pray to help us and empower us with your Holy Spirit, how to give them advices and how to teach them of your ways. Lord, we pray to deliver them from their sins, to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, put in their hearts the fear of you and humble them to obey you and to receive the salvation that comes from you alone in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for you and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people who live in all those countries, that they will know you and be aware that we are your people. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulation as we abide in your command to us. Lord, protect your church. Sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach people and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for that you enable us to spread in other places that you have been reached by your gospel. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to reach them with your word and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them tactfully your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to prophesy to them your will, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our service today. Bless every items of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving of your word that we hear today. Speak to us, Lord. Bless also our recording to reach the lost and to have the fruit that you want to see in the lives of your people. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Hallelujah for all. O Lord, to redeem us from sin. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises that we will live with you, O Lord, as you have lived, you have risen from the grave. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that is the faith that we have, a hope that you have given to us by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Truly, Lord, someday we want to be with you, Lord, not only at this time, by your Spirit, but in your presence, O Lord God, we will continue to worship you.
I just want to be where you are, living daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be. I just
Lord Jesus, for what you've done for us. Lord, I pray for people to believe in you, Lord, to trust in you, Lord God, through you, Lord God. You will work mighty miracles, O Lord, that someday, O Lord God, we will be with you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and praise to God. Can we open our Bible in the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you and praise you for all the blessing you bestow upon us. And as we give what is due for you, open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives for your people who faithfully obedient in your commands. Prove your word to those who not yet been give what is due for you, Lord. For you, our Lord, who provide everything we need. Lord, bless this money and the further extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Raising Up Godly Children, Part 2. Raising Up Godly Children, Part 2. Open your Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6, and I'm reading in King James Version. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Lord, we pray. We need your wisdom, Lord God, to know how to raise our children, what to teach them, how to correct them, the best ways to respond to them, and how to love them well. Lord, help us to be a good model and a good example to our children in obeying and doing your ways and commands in our life, O Lord. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your word and message to us today, O God. May your Holy Spirit be work in our life, in the midst of us, O Lord God, as we listen to your word. Your name be lifted up and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible is the best guide for us today on how to raise our children in a godly way. We can learn from the Bible many new beneficial things from several narratives of children being raised as godly men and women to serve God and live for Him. Godly marriages and preparation for them would be rooted from the age of childhood, when children are nurtured and discipline implemented. Children's discipline, we can say about the success of it, can be recognized when it will end up with godly marriages, having godly children who know God and live for Him. The father and mother of every family are called by the Lord to implement discipline so that the family could preserve holiness and godliness in their life. For each family is a local congregation inside the church. A healthy family has rules and discipline consistent and is derived from the rules and teachings of the church that is based on the Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Many parents and teachers explain wrongly this verse, and they say that parents should give to their children what they want and to please them, but that is not correct. Parents should give their children what they need and based on the will of God, because when you give to your children what they want and not what they need, then when you come to discipline them, then the children are already annoyed. Why? Because the children have no fear of God and no regard for the word of God, because they are used to take what they want. Therefore, they no longer listen to and obey their parents. Listen, parents, never give to your children what they want, but rather give them what they need. Before thinking about the prostration of the children, teaching them and training them in the instruction of the Lord should be applied first and foremost, so that the children would have a long and prosperous life as God promised, as they will obey their parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Parents, to be powerful and effective in the teaching and training children in the Lord's instructions, they should live godly lives and not be involved with sin, because the consequence of the sins of the parents may transfer to their children. Parents, examine yourself well and repent of your sins, so that sins and the curses of such sins shall not transfer into the life of your children. There are discussion and questions in the minds of the brethren that goes in this way. Certain children in the Bible, for example, Cain, who had a bad attitude toward his brother Abel. Did Adam and Eve did their part in disciplining him? Another example is the bad attitude of Esau toward Jacob. Did Isaac and Rebekah discipline Esau according to the word of God? Even to Jacob's sons who have bad attitudes toward one another, did Jacob watch his children and discipline them properly? Because as the word of God says, the purpose of godly marriage is to raise a godly offspring from the beginning. But why it happened repeatedly to God's servants' children to have disobedient spirit and came out that bad attitudes from them? Especially that's supposed to be the responsibility of the parents to discipline them. After we read the above observations and the query about them, we can conclude the importance for us as parents that we need to do our part well in disciplining our children. If we will do our part well, there still may be a possibility of disobedience. But how about if we will not do it? It will be worse. Most likely, the above mentioned parents, Adam and Eve, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and his wives, did their parts. For example, Cain and Abel will not come to worship God if the parents, Adam and Eve, did not do their part and taught them about worshiping God. But one more thing, how if the servants of God will not do their part in disciplining their children? That will be their fault. That is why we as parents need to continue to teach and follow up with our children and do all that we can to raise them in a godly manner. Even if we have done our part well, we still need to follow up all over again to avoid as much as we can such bad outcomes for children as we stated in the above given examples. Another thing that we need to stress on is that we should not boast. If our children are good, we should think in this way. It is not because we have done our part well, but because God is good. We still need to humble down and give glory to God for a good outcome for our children. But if we have not done our part, this is sin. As well as if we have done our part and the children are not good, that is not an excuse for us or for others not to persevere in doing God's instructions in disciplining and training our children. So we need to do our part. And in the end, if they will not obey and change, they are accountable for themselves. As long as we are alive, we need to continue to admonish and teach our children and train them in the way of righteousness. Let us move now and go forward in our discussion, tackling other scriptures and example of parents and men and women of God of how they discipline and dealt with their children. David was a man after God's own heart, yet when he sinned, his whole family was affected. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 10 to 13. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 10 to 13. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife, thus saith the Lord. Behold, I will raise up evil against thee, out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. David truly repented and God forgave him. Yet the consequence of his sin was already upon his children. To start with, his son born from adultery died. And calamity after calamity happened in his household. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verses 1 to 6. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 to 6. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed, and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come, and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. David was obedient to God, but he was not a good disciplinarian to his children. He loved God and his children, but he was not a discerner of the evil intent of men. He trusted God, but he was not cautious about what God had spoken about his household. David was unaware that the devil's ambassador was inside the family, his nephew Jonadab, who taught unmotivated sin. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7 to 29. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7 to 29. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, "Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not doubt this fully. And whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee." Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, "Arise, be gone." And she said unto him, "There is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me." But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him, and said, "Put now this woman out from me," and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and rent her garment of diverse colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, "Hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal-Hazor, which is beside Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, thy servant had sheep shearers. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant." And the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but bless him. Then said Absalom, "If not, I pray thee, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said unto him, "Why should he go with thee?" But Absalom pressed him, that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. One sin that David failed to deal with brought another sin and more destruction over all his family. David did not take disciplinary action against Amnon because he loved him, being his son, but finally he lost him. 2 Samuel 13:37, but Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur, and David mourned for his son every day. David failed also to discipline Absalom, but finally he lost him. Parents should always be watchful and aware that the devil has come to steal, to kill, to rob, and destroy. Being cautious of sins and all its evil consequences, the devil traps and schemes should be avoided by implementing practical and technical rules and disciplines in the family and church, consistent with God's commands and instruction in us the following. Number one, avoid boys and girls mingle together. Boys should be in the company of boys and girls with girls. Giving permission or allowing a man and woman to be in intimacy is the devil's trick to inject in one or both of their minds and emotions to sin. Opposite gender always attract each other. Boaz implemented a good rule in his farm that is worthily to be followed today in life and ministry. Ruth chapter 2 verses 8 to 9. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Boys should be with boys, and girls should be with girls. In addition, let also boy and girls avoid touching each other. Ruth chapter 2 verse 9, I not charge the young men that they shall not touch thee. Job said the following. Job chapter 31 verse 1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job made a covenant with his eyes not to watch women. Therefore, he does not need to think about watching women. Let us teach boys not to watch women, and let us teach girls not to watch boys. I teach boys that when women are passing by, avoid looking at them, but look down. I teach the same for the girls. When men are passing by, avoid looking at them, but look down. Training on such a thing is beneficial and fruitful in avoiding troubles. Number two, be cautious about previous sins in the family. God forgave every confessed sin, but parents should be mobilized to protect their children from doing the same sin in the family. The prophet Nathan prophesied to David that what he did would be repeated in his household. But David should not have been passive in restraining his children from doing wrong because he had done the same in the past. Instead, he should be discerning to avoid circumstances that would lead his children to sin. Parents need to teach their children and show them the dangers around them, even from their previous life experience, to warn them not to do what had already happened in the past. This would please God and serve as another expression of repentance, an illustration for the children not to commit the same category of sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Number 3, do not fail to deal with sin. Do not fail to deal with sin. Parents' failure to discipline children and deal properly with their sin will bring more destruction upon themselves, their family, and the church. When King David heard about what Amnon had done to Tamar, he was very wrath. But he did not take any action to deal with Amnon's sin. Amnon could not marry Tamar because she was his half-sister. But King David did not punish or discipline Amnon according to the law of God. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 9 and 29. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 9 and 29. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Parents must exercise justice in their household. Parents should discipline their children according to God's instructions. King David did not do anything about the crime of Amnon, so Absalom avenged his sister and killed Amnon. Yet King David did not do anything for the crime done by Absalom. Instead, Absalom gradually was restored to his previous position without being punished. Absalom continued his wickedness as he conspired against his father's throne and then slept with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Absalom's sin brought calamity to his father's household, to the whole kingdom, and finally to his own life, as we can read those events in 2 Samuel chapter 14 to 18. Parents need to keep the atmosphere of the house away from temptations and wrongdoings that may cause children to stumble and fall into sin. Amnon had communication with his cunning friend and relative Jonadab, who triggered him to pursue his evil desire for Tamar. Parents should be aware of the great evil influence of the worldly people on their children through the media and all other communication facilities. Children can be influenced by relatives, friends, and other people who do not fear God and who do not obey God's word. Children can be also badly influenced through television programs, internet websites, chatting on Facebook, mobile phones, etc. The parents who allow their children to have access to such communications and media technologies in their homes are inviting evil friends and bad companions into their children's lives. And as a result, parents cannot implement discipline in their children anymore. The children become lazy, wild, and disobedient to their parents. When the parents realize that their children are already doing wrong based on what they had learned and were exposed to, and when they discipline and restrain their children from going along with friends or relatives, watching television, surfing the internet, or using mobile phones, the children rebel against the parents. If children are allowed to use and watch such things prematurely, it causes them to leave evil words and evil deeds, and the time it will withheld from them, they resent. Media technologies and TV are monsters, demons, and idols that take away children from parents' discipline and instruction. Researchers found that the effects of flickering screens go straight to the mind, so children quickly copy or imitate what they see and hear. Also, children are good imitators, but they are unable to differentiate what is wrong from right. Children are unable to filter what they see and hear, and they are unable to protect themselves. Parents are responsible to protect their children from the wrong influences of media. Children should not be allowed to access and use tablets and laptops, or else they will go to bad websites or computer games that will corrupt and possess their minds. Many school children nowadays cannot read correctly and write properly because of the destructive effect of video games in their young minds. Surely, children should not be allowed to approach and drive a car. Likewise, it is very dangerous for children to walk along the way or play in the street. In the same way, allowing children to have free access to computers, television, the internet, websites, mobile phones, money, and other sources of power is harmful to them physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. Today, putting limitations and boundaries to children on access to media technologies is an urgent discipline needed to be implemented in the family. Passwords for laptops, computers, and phones to control children and to protect them from exposure to hazards are like locks and bolts on doors of the home so that children could not go to the street alone. Passwords need to be changed every now and then because children are sent a certain time observing parents and can discover the passwords that parents use. Therefore, parents need to persevere to implement discipline in their homes. To give to the children whatever they ask and allowing them to do whatever they like is releasing to them full authority at a time that they are not yet ready to safely handle life in this world. Children cannot face temptations that lead to sin. The authority to open wallets, cars, laptops, computers, and phones should be released to them gradually as they mature and are ready to face the world. A child may be given a small amount of money that he can handle to buy himself a sweet, but no child will be able to handle correctly a large sum of money. If this is given to him and he has freedom and access to purchase what he likes or to do what he wants, finally, he will end up doing something wrong that harms himself. And parents will regret it. Parents should not expose their children to worldly passion unless they are able and are trained to face and overcome. Premature and unauthorized romance is when a boy or girl falls in love with somebody. This is non-scriptural. The Bible describes that man to love his wife after marriage and not before it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The Bible also tells that the woman to love her husband after marriage and not before it. Titus chapter 2 verse 4. Titus chapter 2 verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Parents should be committed to being with their children all along the way until they are trained and is spiritually fit to overcome the evil temptations of this modern world. Parents should teach their children that they will marry whom God had prepared for them to marry and not to marry whom they love or like. Parents should teach their children that love and romance will be after marriage and not before it. Parents should be with their children along the way till they are put into godly marriage to have godly families. My dear and beloved, come to God pondering on the message that you receive that describes your responsibility as parents toward your children. How to protect them along the way from various hazards that will cause them to be tempted and fall in sin. Commit yourselves as parents to implement those principles that expounded in this message in your personal life, in the life of your family and children, and in the life of your ministry, and in the life of our church. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teaches me your ways in life of how to live godly life and how to protect my children and take them away from temptations and the hazards of sins. Lord, thank you for all what you have given to me, from resources to raise my children in a godly way and to serve you in holiness and to do what is pleasant to you. Now, repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your carelessness and non-willingness to take active measures to discipline your children and to protect them from exposure to temptations and sin. Repent of your bad example to others and to your family and children. Repent of spending much time with your friends and on the media and had neglected your family and the reading of God's word and life of prayers and the ministry of God. Renounce your bad stewardship, your laziness, and your worldliness. Repent and renounce all your previous sins and immoralities. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to apply all the above protective measures in the life of my family and children and in my ministry so sin will not take place and my children will be protected and the church and the ministry to be clear.
Daily in your presence.
Brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and had committed their lives to apply the principles that we receive in this message. Lord, give them discernment to see things clearly and open their eyes to the sins and the naughtiness of their children, so they will discipline them and will not be fooled by their children. Lord, give them patience and perseverance to endure the hardship of applying this discipline on their children and youth, and give them the strength to continue to do that. Lord, continue to bless this ministry as they continue to do that. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs. Lord, solve their problems and continue to guide them how to discipline their children so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us as a church and guide us with your Holy Spirit to continue to proclaim your word and your will to the people and teach them your word. Lord, expose the hidden sins and give us wisdom to deal with them and those who do them, that we can restore them to the righteous life that you desire to see them live. Lord, help us to continue to train parents and teach them how to discipline their children and raise them in the fear of God. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make disciples, and train workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.